Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is, hold on just a second, June 20th. That just shows you what a hectic fucking morning I'm having.
I love you, Sam.
No, but we're supposed to get a call in, and now I'm realizing Skype is not even coming up. What the fuck is my question, you know? I mean, what, I'm going to like restart the computer now? You know what? I will restart it as we do the show. I don't know what else to do.
We'll chat as you restart.
Right.
There you go.
I think the board should still work. I don't know, man.
The whole thing's crashing.
You know what? If it crashes, then fuck it. Yeah. You know, we'll just have to take the show off and come back on because I don't know how he's going to call in if I don't have Skype running here. You know what? Let me try something real quick as we talk.
Okay.
I'll get to this in just a moment. I can't bore you guys to death. We do have a special guest calling.
Yeah,
in,
we
Tori.
Do. I'm so excited.
We have a star from Cool and the Gang. His name is Sir Earl Toon. And I won't be able to say Sir Earl Toon
I'll
too
say
many
it.
Times.
Sir Earl Toon. No, you're right. That is hard.
Right?
Sir Earl Toon.
Sir and Earl.
I've never spoken to a Sir or an Earl.
Right.
And I'm or Toon.
Exactly.
Or, I'm very excited. Very excited. He wrote some really great songs. Cool and the Gang with Celebration.
Yes, yes.
Get Down Boogie.
Great band from 70s, 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
So it's cool, and we'll get to him. We're also joined by a special guest.
Yay!
By sitting here with us from the beginning. Her name is Anne. Welcome to the show,
Yay,
Anne.
Get Hi, close thanks for
to
having
the,
me, guys.
You need to get close to the mic, Anne. You can't sit back here. You have to be part of the action.
Be part and present.
Right
here.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
She made a long trip from Long Beach this morning.
Yeah.
So we truly appreciate that when people make a pilgrimage to come see us.
All the way across LA. It's quite the pilgrimage.
We're such weaklings about
right.
A pilgrim. People go to like the Hajj in Mecca and we're like, you came from Long Beach.
Wow, yeah, exactly. 30 miles.
Yeah. Well, actually, that is long.
It is actually
but
long.
But, you know, it's admirable. Terrible of people yeah. that do that because some people are like too lazy.
Totes.
Right?
I'm almost too lazy and I don't live in Long Beach.
You're in West Hollywood.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not even that far.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
Yeah.
So, let me think. Okay. So, I'm distracted because I want to make sure it works, but I'll let you guys talk in a couple minutes and then I'll take care of it. But, so today is the day before last story. Right? You will be here tomorrow?
I will be here tomorrow. That's my last day.
Because I'm trying to avoid this. I'm trying to not go to bed so another day doesn't pass.
The sun won't rise again.
Never for 48 more hours.
Yeah, exactly. It's called the penultimate episode, and you're going to miss things like that type of word that I know for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, right.
Penultimate is, if you guys don't know, the second to last of something. The penultimate. So it's not the ultimate, it's the penultimate.
Oh,
nerd
penultimate.
Alert.
Oh, okay.
Nobody wants to hear this.
Vocabulary lesson of the day.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tori.
No, but we learned a word. What the hell, you know?
Exactly.
Still leaving us with pearls of wisdom as she walks out the door.
Penultimate. Mic drop.
48 hours left.
Yeah.
I'm going out with a bang.
Hilarious.
Yeah. So tell me something. I mean, while you do this, I'm sure you're going to be very busy. Will you have time for stand-up still? Do you want to?
I sort of do because now I know I've been really honest with you guys. Stand-up in LA has been awesome because I found a manager and stuff, but I've never been like a road comic. I'm too snobby and lazy and just vain and lonely.
Well, but you won't have time to do that.
Right.
What I'm saying
in Denver, I think I could be more of like a bigger fish in a smaller little pot.
Exactly.
And I think that maybe booking some women on some shows would be rad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and I feel like the crowd isn't as LA biased. Like, they're already sick and tired. If I make a joke, they're like, heard it from Conan yesterday when he did a drop-in in my living room. Like, it's like, they're amazing. So, Denver folk might be more new to, you know, some comedy. So that would be good.
Right.
That gives me a boost.
Yeah, exactly. But
also the altitude is higher, so people are like maybe laughing a little easier.
Maybe, yeah.
They're
maybe,
stoned a little bit more.
Maybe their laugh sounds like they're breathing helium or something. Yeah, you think they do like that in the Mile High?
What's crazy is so it's 5,280 feet above sea level. It's a Mile High city. It's exactly a mile. But I remember I went to Aspen because I was skiing in it, like a like a douche. I went to Aspen with my family. It sounds so douchey to say that, but that's double the height exactly. So it's 10,000, and I passed out getting off the plane.
Wow.
Yeah. Likewise. Yeah. I have a similar story.
Really?
In Aspen.
Really?
I was going up a ski lift, and I started to feel dizzy, and then by the time I stepped off the ski lift, I vomited immediately.
Amazing.
Projectile vomit. And I was tobogganed down. I've never skied. I mean, it didn't even make it down the first, you know.
Wow. Was that your first attempt?
It was. And that was my last.
Your projectile vomited and you tobogganed down.
That's right. And I was in the hospital for 3 days afterward. Yeah, real nice.
I mean, it's a real issue, man.
It's a real big deal.
And in Denver, I know that they hit when you play baseball. Wait, what's the team? Not the Broncos. The Nuggets. No, I don't know. I think so. Anyway, one of those. I should get on
I know
this.
Nothing about baseball.
Baseball. The ball goes farther because the altitude's thinner.
Wow.
Right. So literally teams practice in Denver because if they can do a net, you know.
Less resistance.
Yes,
less
air exactly. Resistance. Yeah, so you got to really practice.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, right?
I'm going to be fine. Oh, my God. I'm going to die.
Oh,
so
excited.
Yeah. So, and.
I know. And plus, you're getting away from the heat wave we've been having here.
Yeah.
Did you hear that they actually grounded flights in Arizona?
Phoenix, where my in-laws moved out of because it was too hot. Could
wow.
not have planes leave because right. it was too hot.
It was too freaking
I mean, that's
hot,
uninhabitable. What have I said the whole time? It's becoming uninhabitable. It's a desert.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What are we doing?
I don't know, man. It's crazy. You know, everybody that lives in Vegas and
Vegas
Arizona,
too.
It's like, we're not supposed to,
that's
we're
like
not
Death
meant
Valley.
To live there, right?
No, that is hot,
Death
hot.
Valley, they're saying, expecting a high of 127.
That's probably one of the highest.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think a person could live in that.
That's
right?
what I'm saying. I remember when I was walking my in-laws' dogs, their little feet would burn the second we'd walk out.
Wow.
And I'm like, well, this is, you know, useless.
Yeah. I know. I lived
can...
in Vegas. It was too much.
Yeah.
It was way too much.
Now, our co-host, Anne here, grew up in Sweden. She's Swedish.
Ooh,
you're
yes.
Swedish?
Yeah.
So now the heat for you is
it's
like
new, I
what
feel
like
deathly
yeah
like kryptonite for you
absolutely
right?
It's wow. intense it's intense it's Ooh. A total polar opposite but you know the yeah. highest you would get in Sweden in the summer would be maybe the equivalent of 75
wow
that
was
yeah.
it
yeah
you see we envy that you envy
right
what we
everyone
have.
Grass is greener
everybody's
right.
got an envy
I've
wanted
warmth my whole life
yeah.
yeah right
Swedes are the coolest they have like one of the happiest countries
that's right, right.
gender equality paternity leave great medical care
right. mm-hmm.
everyone wants to be a Swede
utopia for Tori
that's
yeah,
right
it is for me I know and
socialism
if I,
at its finest
socialism yeah. at its finest like I'd be so happy in Denmark or Sweden in Sweden but I gotta say if I swam in Sweden I'd be called a Swedish fish just kidding
perfect.
Why?
That's so dumb
why
because I like you know there's you know the Swedish fish gummy
oh no I don't know that
the joke has been lost and wasn't very good
yeah
at the
okay
first
so that's how you swim
no it's just it's a famous gummy it's called Swedish fish
yeah. okay
so I wanted to be in the water in Sweden because
oh okay
it
okay,
didn't work
gotcha.
Out okay
it didn't work out you see the thing
don't make
you,
me explain it
you have to presume that the audience know what the fuck you're talking
they know
about.
What a Swedish fish is it's the best gummy in the world
okay, so
everyone
the
but Sam knows
exactly.
it's exactly true exactly.
It's the best gummy
and I've been eating gummies lately too I mean what
yeah.
the hell
so it literally is the Porsche of the gummy world
okay I'll have to find the Swedish fish
they're red little gummy fish
wow
yeah
wow
yeah
So, so you're from Sweden, but you sound American. I mean, how long have you been here?
I've been here over half my life.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely American by proxy.
Okay. That's
but she's got it like an air of intelligence that's very Swedish. I feel like.
Oh, well,
and
thank
class.
You. I'll take it.
Yeah, for sure.
An
call
air
myself
of intelligence.
Like a Nordic Californian.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Very laid back. And
Nordic Californian, you know, the best good. Kind.
Yeah.
yeah. So you grew up in one of the happiest places on mm-hmm. earth. What made you move here?
My mom moved us here. She relocated
oh, really?
Us here to the U.S. Yeah.
And how
so
old were you at the time?
I was 11.
Oh, so you
so
didn't
like
have much,
well
much say, right?
Now. Yeah.
But that 11, going to 11, that's kind of like, you know, formative years.
Right.
Right.
And then starting Fairfax High School when you're, you know, a year later.
I live behind Fairfax High.
Of course you
of
do.
Of course
my
I do.
Twin.
That's right. This is amazing. So was it hard coming from Sweden? I mean, it must have been. How was it, the
I
transition?
It was a little bit of a culture shock. But, you know, I'd been to and from America a couple of times and visited a couple different states and spent a little bit of time in a few different states. My grandparents were here as well. It was a little bit of a transition, but I quickly integrated, especially in a place like Fairfax when you have in the Fairfax area and you have a whole different type of population. You have a lot of Jewish folks and Hispanic community.
Go Jews.
Go Jews. Also yeah. a Jew. Yeah.
Three Jews.
Yes.
A Swedish Jew.
No way. Ashkenazi, baby.
Woo! I'm Ashkenazi as well.
Hallelujah.
This is too much for me.
What were you pointing to? What, do you have like a red
I
string?
Do. which is like the ultimate like negate in Jewish law.
Yeah, don't have a tattoo.
I will not be buried in a Jewish cemetery, but that's all right.
Isn't that what a weird friggin'
you know,
custom?
My rabbi also said if you have your belly button pierced, you can, or ear pierced. And I'm like, well, I'm too late for that. I got that done.
We're all damned.
We're all damned, exactly.
Unless you, Sam, do you have a...
No, I don't have tattoos or piercings.
All right, he's the one. Yeah.
But that's okay, because I don't eat kosher. So maybe that would...
That's it. There's your nail in the coffin. Yeah,
exactly. Can't be in the Jewish cemetery, right?
The nail in the coffin of the burial that won't be in a Jewish cemetery.
Right. We'll all be with the Gentiles.
Yes.
Yes. Resting in peace.
Exactly right.
No, I'll proudly be within the Jews. I mean, that's where I belong, you know? And you can't change who you are, But, and besides, you know, I mean, that's, I think, only the ultra-Orthodox. You can be, we can be in a Jewish cemetery, no problem.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, some people are Jewish just by birth. They don't really practice. They don't, I mean, I don't really even think you have to practice religiously, but at least know who you are, know your heritage, teach it to your kids. I think that's what it's about.
I think, and we've talked about this a lot on the show, the Jewish traditions, it's becoming less observant, let's say, in like the religious ways, and much more of like the traditions of holding us together.
Right, and everyone, you know, their feedback is like, well, I celebrate the high holidays, but that's about it.
Yeah, Passover and the high holidays.
Right.
Yeah.
It's because the other stuff doesn't make sense to people, and they go, why am I going to do
it? It doesn't
do
translate,
this?
Exactly. I mean, I told him, I was conservative in terms of the Jewish observances, and I spent like 3 hours in temple just listening to Hebrew, just men singing Hebrew, and I was like, I don't get any of this.
Yeah,
and if you could have helped me with sort of like moral decisions or even psychological stress or anxiety or something that or even just traditions, that would have been so much more useful, I feel like.
Yeah, somebody's got to make a change and reform like religious
It's the new generation, Anne's generation.
Yeah,
she's young.
You know, I mean, get you more like spirituality and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And who they are, where they come from. Not all these rituals that mean nothing to them. Mm-hmm. Or at least if they do the rituals, explain
them.
It, right?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this?
Exactly.
Why are you doing that?
Like when they did Yom Kippur and my rabbi's wearing white and he's getting down on the ground and I'm like, well, is he all right?
Yes.
And they're like, it's a thing. And I'm like, what's the thing for? They won't tell me.
Explain, elaborate.
So, yeah,
please.
So now I'm just starving, wondering why there's guys on the ground.
Right.
That's a lot of questions, a lot of follow up.
Singing in Hebrew.
Yeah, a lot of follow up questions.
Okay. Well, guys, here we go. Our guest is calling in, and we're going to tend right to our guest. Are we joined by Sir Earl Toon this morning? Are you with us?
Yes.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Yes.
Listen, but you got to get off the speaker and on the phone so we can hear you better.
Okay, how's that? Is that better?
No, not really. You need to pick up the phone, we can tell. Because
can you hear me? No.
Yeah, that's a lot better. Thank you. Thank you. So
No. As I said before, I said,
yeah, no. We heard that one.
I wrote that, celebrate good times, come on.
Yeah, baby, I got to be honest.
That was many, many moons ago.
That's right. But that was the first song at my bat mitzvah, and I am proud to say it.
There you go.
I love you. I love you. Believe me. And my Jewish godmother was saying to me, you're a mensch. I love you.
There you go.
Godmother.
Jewish. There we go.
Join us.
That's amazing.
Oh, no, for sure.
That's awesome.
Guess what? No, my grandmother at the time and back in the day, she worked for two families. One was a Jewish family, an Italian family, and she cooked authentic Jewish food. Now, you're talking about matzo ball soup, forget fish.
Specialty.
Oh, girl, you're talking to the wrong one. Come on, don't stop me.
Yeah.
You want to know something funny? My husband is very goy, very, very Christian, and he thought matzo ball soup was literally hot water and mozzarella ball. And I was like, you are the worst.
Mozzarella ball, that's cute though. They look alike.
Yeah, no, but it's also gross. Hot water and cheese. That's
good.
Yeah,
yes. Fathom that.
Yeah, no.
Not true.
No, but.
Yeah, no.
Oh, guess what? No, it's a wonderful delicacy. And you know what? And we all bring something to the table that is of just of love. And if we would like food, if you will, from the parts in different parts of the world that we come from. As like religion, and not getting into a religion thing, but understand something, that the creator of all things, and regardless of what your religion can be, it's about kindness. And I stand on that platform about kindness, because mankind is so connected if we allow ourselves to be in it. We should not just do for ourselves or our family and our community, but to do for others, because the good you do will come back home to you and don't cost very much. So I want to say to you and your followers now, it's my pleasure being here with you. Aww. God bless you.
That's awesome.
Well, it's a pleasure for us and an honor to have you, because we've listened to your work for many years, especially me, who's been around for many years. but that's okay. You know, what I say, Sir Earl, is we've made it this far. We're a lot more fortunate than people that have not, you know.
Amen.
So there you go. And that's how I tell myself, it's okay to get older.
That's how he deals with it.
Yeah, you know. But so tell us something. Where are you calling us from this morning?
Well, this morning I'm back in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I'm a Brooklyn-bound from baby boy. I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I was born there. And not to get the feel for anyone to feel bad, but my mom passed away when I was 4 years old because of cancer. And my grandmother raised me. She was the four of us. Myself, my sister Tanya, we call her Tootie, and Contessa, my brother Cedric. But then we were raised in North Carolina, a little place called Havelock, down there in Harlem, where New Bern is. My mom and dad's from New Bern, North Carolina. So I would go back and forth. And so living there, but with when I got older to be able to do music and move around, to be in Los Angeles, to Vegas, to be in Atlanta, to be in Florida and New Orleans, which I love, and Dilly, and here, you have no idea. I just feel at home most places I go because people truly give me that love. And most people that I have ever met have been good folk, you know, all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
On every side of the aisle, politically, Democrat, Republican, you know, conservatives and so-and-so, left, right, makes no difference how much they have, be it how rich, how less than. It makes no difference how straight, how gay. Regardless of, I mean, really, there are some good folks on this planet, man.
Well, you are, you know? a very good one. You were nominated to receive the from Barack Obama the Lifetime Achievement Award for all of your kindness. So tell us a little bit about stuff that you've done for that. That was amazing to read about.
Yeah, you just said it really quick.
You guys find out about that. That's July 1st. Yes, I am. Wow. See? Okay.
I'm very proud of this. I'm very excited to talk to you about it.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let
me say this for you guys to understand how that makes me feel right now.
Right.
I'm going to try to explain it. I'm from the band Kool & the Gang. Yes, songs like Ladies Night, Get Down On It.
Get Down On It.
Celebration, blah, blah, blah. Yes, we got the, if you will, the... Hollywood Walk of Fame 2 years ago. And yes, my first hymn ever that I did is the Old Rugged Cross. If you go to Amazon, iTunes, and Google Play and put it in Sir O'Tune, the Old Rugged Cross, a hymn over 100 years old, was given consideration for the 57th annual Grammy Award. But it was a demo that I had. And that was good. I'm in a cookbook called Musical Feast. Yes, I'm the only protege of a gentleman by the name of Otis Blackwell that wrote songs for Elvis Presley, like Don't Be Cruel, All Shook Up, Return to Sender. Black man from Brooklyn, New York. Yes. And last year, I was given inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame.
Hallelujah, man. Congratulations.
But guess what? But what I'm trying to say, I'm saying just a little, this is not everything, just a little bit, but guess what? This is only because of what I've done for the communities in all these places and cities and so for our children, for the elders, for the homeless, the veterans, for the battered women, the bullied kids, the special need kids, for the women's shelters, for the animals, for the planet. This is just somebody recognizing that work that I've been doing. A lot of times I put out my own pocket, if not gotten no money, or I had to give others to help me to do it, be it performances, band, no band, whatever the case may be, speaking engagements. And would you believe this is the most, if not the, this is one of the most, I can say achievements in my life, because it's recognizing me to giving back to others and sharing with others.
Right,
as a
human being.
Yeah.
It describes you as a human being rather than just a musician, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. And because you've done a lot of great work in music, and that's what many people know you for. But I think that's what these awards are about, is to let people know, hey, this guy can do more than just sing.
And to do it from, like, Barack Obama is, like, from the community. He started from, like, doing community work, from giving him that. I mean, that's got to be such an honor.
Hey guys, and guess what? Not only was it an honor to me, it was said to me a few days ago, said, Tune, even if you were, and it's not even if it's 40, but they said even if it was 400 or 4,000 or 400,000 out of almost how many people we have here in America, over 200 million or 300, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, around there, yeah.
Do you know that with this, not just add it to your resume of what you've done, but just check this out, that this is the last thing this White House did.
I know.
This is the very last thing that is going out, and you're a part of it.
Wow.
So even if it was 4 million, a million,
right,
to be just a part of that, for someone to say, well done.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, guys, guess what? I don't know if you know this, but last year, and we're going to make it, it's already official, but we're going to do a big thing after all of this, before July, I have been voted in unanimously as the first Afro-American. Well, I am the president of the Arlington Latino Chamber of Commerce. Mm. Can you imagine that?
Why not? You know, I mean,
why not? Yeah.
And guess what? And I'm not bilingual. It's because, guess what? I've spoken to my brothers and sisters from Belize, from Brazil, to Cuba, to Colombia, to Mexico, to Puerto Rico, to El Salvador. I could keep going on and on, but Mexico. And the point is that, be it that I do things to let people know in the communities all over, be it that you're Hispanic, Latino, be it that you're Black, you're Afro-American, Native American, be it that you're Asian, be it that you, regardless of what you are, you're loved first by the Creator.
Yeah.
So how are you not my brothers and not my sisters?
Mm, right.
We're supposed to take care of each other.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be America, the United States, because united we stand and divided we fall. We got to watch out here. We're at a point right now, so outside of music, what I'm saying to you is that let's love one another more. Yeah, I can all day long, and guess what? I got some funk about to come out soon, too.
Yeah,
The only reason why is because I'm bringing it back so I can get other monies to help me do what I need to do for our children and for our elders.
That's amazing.
So that's very
amazing.
Important.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there you go. You know, and you're a compassionate person. You're, you're humane. You care about people. And that's the thing. What you're trying to say essentially is we're all one, you know, and people have to understand we have to help each other and be, because we're all in it together.
The problem
you know?
Is we're in such a political climate, which she was bringing up, Toon was bringing up. We're so close. I get to call him Toon, by the way. That basically, yeah.
Yeah,
of course we are. I want Sir Toon. That's my favorite, Sir Toon. But the political climate is like we are all so separate and so polarized. And the idea of being one and American is almost now, which is so crazy because it was only 8 years ago that we were like, yes, we can. It's almost like a crazy idea that we're one America. So we really have to nail that in the head of everyone that America is one nation and we are there to invite people in. That's what it says on the Statue of Liberty. So I applaud you
but
for that.
But we were talking, I think, globally too. You know, he was mentioning all these countries and everything. And spiritually, we're all one.
We're all human.
Yeah,
we're all human.
We're all sharing one human experience. Yeah, really.
Just think about this. But there is, I can understand someone says, well, no, I don't want to be as one. I'm my own individual. I'm my own self. I want to stand on my own platform. But remember, when dad or mom would give to mom or mom to give to dad, as Father's Day just came by, a daughter to give a father a bouquet of flowers, it wasn't just had to be one color. Can you imagine the yellows with the reds, with the whites, with the blues, with the greens? But all those, they play a part of the beauty. I mean, that's like saying that God only speaks one language.
Right.
Or he's only at your house. Not at my house. He's in the courthouse. You know what? He's in the schoolhouse. He's in the police house. He's in the outhouse. He's everywhere. And if we would take a moment to realize that even those things that makes us different, that even can separate us, should make us stronger to be better shepherds, to be better stewards, to be not only unto ourselves to want for the best, but the best for our neighbors.
Now, did this
truly,
come from?
I mean, come on.
Did this come from your father's teaching? Did it come from your mother's? You have such a almost like the. Did it? Where did this inspiration to help and move people come from?
You know what? My father, God bless him, being a minister, reverend, I love him, and him with the old school rules and regulations, and believe it or not. And even my grandmother, that love, because my grandmother would say, son, guess what? The good you do will come back home to you, and it don't cost very much. She said, she didn't say it wouldn't cost anything. There's a price.
Yeah.
But guess what? But my great-grandfather, he would say something like, son, but if you do it right, you get paid. But if you do it wrong, you got to pay. So there's a lot of things that have come to me because of the old schoolers that when I was a kid, because remember being motherless, my aunties, my grandmother became my mother, my great-grandmother became my grandmother, and my auntie, they were my sisters, and they helped raise me. So I got that old-time religion. I said, I'm going out to the woods and getting the switch, like, for real. That kind of religion. You'd be surprised. It's humbling that at times that you don't see it then. But when we all... I'm so proud of you guys right now. And the reason why I can say that, you say, well, sir, you don't really know me long enough to say that. No, I do. Because when you put together a band and a team and a crew like you do have, and a platform that people can listen to, not just to enjoy, but to receive knowledge. Look, I'm ignorant to the fact of pilots in the airplane. I don't know how to. That doesn't mean I'm ignorant as a person per se. And guess what? I can be taught, and that ignorance can be erased.
That's right.
I can learn how to. But that's how we are in certain situations, and others have more expertise than others and other things that we have. So what I'm saying to you is that the reason why I'm proud of you, you're giving a sounding board, a platform for people to say, hey, I agree or I disagree. But that's good.
Right.
That is so good, guys.
Right.
And I'm... Look, man, I applaud you. I love you.
Yes,
sounds good. Praise the Lord.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Yes. I love it.
No,
praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
That's good.
Dude, we're running out of time. Is there anything that you want to promote before we say goodbye? We're going to play a little bit.
I want to promote, and not to cut you off, but since we're running out of time, I want to promote everyone. That if, in fact, be it at your workplace, at your office, be it within your own family, within your own community, know that you are an intricate part of this human race. And this race, we're getting close to the finish line on certain things. And it doesn't look good for the home team. But with your, just know this. I'm doing things like Give a Kid a Coat.
Yeah, I saw
dot
that.
Org. If you go to giveakidacoat.org, you'll see what I'm doing. You can do that too. You can do that within your community. I'm doing something with certain people that are helping me. That I promise. If you go to the SirEarlToon.com, SirEarlToon.com, we're getting the website going. Come on board, and we'll let you know what we're doing. I want you guys to be a part of my company also, which is called YMO Enterprises LLC. You don't hear nothing about us right now, but we're coming on board. I've had it for years, but it has been moving very slowly. Now we're picking up the pace because it's needed right now, because it's not just for self. It's to serve others. And however I can be a help to any of you that's out there, believe you me, I'll do my best to make sure that you and have a fucking good time.
Oh, wow. Sir Earl Toon. There you go. Thank you so much
that
for joining
amazing.
Us. Everybody, check out his website. Go to, what was that site again?
Give a Kid a Coat dot org and Sir Earl
Toon. Give a Kid a Coat dot org and Sir Earl Toon.com. Oh, and let me thank some people. I do want to thank the likes of some wonderful people that's been helping me, like Bernie and Tom Coleman over there at Vice Local, and people like Pam Udrich and Natalie. Oh, my gosh. There's so many. And Carla Harrell with the rhinestoneartist.com. If you go to the rhinestoneartist.com, and because they all help Give a Kid a Coat. They give to Give a Kid a Coat. And there's many, many, many more that I can say hello to. Michael Fant, to Richard anesthesia. I can go on, but what I'm saying to everyone, the same people that I can't even name, I'm saying you know those same people. And if you see people out in the street that you know or in your company that you see maybe 2 times a week or 3 times, say hello. Get to know. You'd be surprised. It's power in numbers. Even there, you guys, do. If you need me, I'll be there. Mm. Find your friends and your family. See what you can do. Let's help each other. Let's help each other. That's all I'm saying.
Amen.
There you go. You know, and that's a lot of inspiration from one person to a lot of people. You definitely have this award coming, I think. So congratulations to you.
Mazel tov.
Oh, girl, I love you. Oh, one more thing for my fellas. One more thing. Yes. Cool in the Gang, whenever you can see them live. I'm off the road right now. I'm not on the road because I'm doing my own thing and my new thing I'm about to do. But I got to tell you, once a gang member, always a gang member. Cool is as cool as ever. We got some Young Talks, Shawnee Mac, and the boys are doing it. They're really moving along. And LaBelle, I mean, they're having a wonderful time. I promise you, you will enjoy the show, and you will have a wonderful experience.
Yeah, how can you not? I mean, this is one of the best bands ever, you know? So anyway, thank you so much, Toon. All the best to you, and hopefully we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you, brother. Listen, you know you call me anytime.
Yeah.
We'll call you anytime. Now I got your number. All right, man. Take care.
Keep me in your prayers and well wishes as well, because it's always needed.
We'll do that. Okay, Sir Earl Toon. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so he wrote this tune.
Come on.
And
Tori
he sings
back
it.
Up. Yeah. woo-hoo! Oh, that's what he was doing.
Oh, is that what he was doing? Okay, there
that
goes.
Makes so much more sense. Come on.
Let's celebrate. There you go.
Every
there
kid's bat mitzvah entrance
so
song.
Good.
Every kid.
I think it was my mom's graduation song as well.
Everybody.
Really?
If you ever want to be a hit, just make a song about celebration so you have to play it at celebrations.
Right.
It's great. It's a great idea.
That's true, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, like
smart idea.
Like happy birthday. Yeah. Whoever wrote that one was
or Dexter. What is it? Bacon. It's getting hot. It's hot everywhere. That's a great way to start a party.
Right.
It's a great song. Or like Will I Am when he was like, I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That's a fantastic idea. Yeah. That could be anything.
True, right?
It never goes out of style.
Yeah, it never goes out of style. That's true.
We should become songwriters.
I know. Just happy nights.
Easy.
Yeah, right. That's so funny. Well,
so this is cool. I think he's calling back. Is it possible? Let's see. Toon, did we forget one more thing?
No, I just.
You pressed the wrong button.
I was going to leave a message. I want you to know is that Pam Urich is with the Chocolate Secrets. If you go to thechocolatesecrets.com, which is absolutely fabulous, and we'll send you. I want to send you a. If you will, a little thing for you and your crew there of chocolates.
Sounds good. Tori and Ann. Yeah, we'll eat all the chocolate in the world.
Can I have the tape? Can you guys send me the
The link?
Yeah, we'll send it through the publicist. No problem, my friend. So go ahead. Thanks for calling back, man, and we'll note that. So
Chocolate Sisters.
Okay.
My name is Pam Urich. Let's go to Chocolate Secrets.
ChocolateSecrets.com.
It's fantastic chocolate.
Nice. Thank you very much.
Oh, and
my
I need
friend.
Your address because I need to send you guys.
Okay, but we're on the air now, so we'll send it to you by email. All
right. Okay,
all right, brother. Take care. Wow, that's funny. But I would only let someone call back if they're as interesting, as inspiring as him, you know. But there you go. We could talk to him all day. You know, he sounds like a very fun person.
Yeah.
So, a lot going on. But I wanted to go back to Anne, our Swedish friend today, who's done most, all of you growing up, really. I mean, your preteens and teens. And,
yeah.
No, actually here, right? All your, so
my formative years.
Exactly. Yes. Your adult years have been So you're an American. Mm-hmm. To everything. Do you have siblings?
No, I'm an only child. Wow. I'm also an only grandchild.
Really?
All the pressure's on. The pressure's on.
I'm wondering, is that like a law in Sweden?
What, to have one kid?
One child, no. One family, one child.
I think this is just a little bit of mindfulness that goes on in Scandinavian countries.
They're just thoughtful about like overpopulation.
Right,
and,
right. And plus you get 2 years maternity leave. So
2 years.
With your child.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
And parents, you know, the parental, the father figure gets 1 year
I was going to say, but the men get
the
great amount.
Leave, yeah.
Wow.
Right.
So. We got to have a kid in Sweden.
Yeah, you guys just go to Sweden.
And then just pop one out.
Just
got it.
Stay for a couple
That's
of years.
That's a great idea.
Come
back
to Denver.
It's amazing.
You're
We're good
set.
To go.
Free health care.
I love it.
You just have to give, you know, 40% over
of your taxes.
The Swedish government.
Totally.
Right. All right.
Right. So, I mean, but so you came here because of your parents, but if you wanted to, you could go back now that you're an adult. Why did you decide to stay?
You know, I love it here. I love this country. You know, we're in a heightened state of panic now. As
but wait a minute, you're coming from paradise, from Tori's utopia. How? So why do you think it's cool here?
Well,
what's
utopia was the key word of what I'm kind of looking to avoid. I mean, it's swell. Believe me, it's swell. I'm not knocking it. But at the same time, I guess I'm looking for a little bit more diversity.
Mm-hmm.
And a place like California, I've also spent time in Texas and New York, those three places specifically in the U.S., there's just a lot of diversity and a lot of compassionate people that come from different backgrounds, and all three of us are different nationalities, and we're all sitting in a room here together talking about anything.
Yeah.
And you don't really find that in a country with 4 million people, you know, as opposed to a city here with 4 million
four
people.
Million.
Yeah, that's very true. It's all sort of similar Scandinavian people.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I don't know. I've been here a long time, and I've traveled a lot, and I've been to a couple of different other countries and spent a lot of time in France, a little bit of time in Asia, and I just love it here.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
California. I love all parts of California.
I'm a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
you see, I mean, you could live in Sweden for a while and love it, right?
Yeah.
But I think eventually you'd feel that it's limited for you.
Yeah.
And
that limited is a good word. I mean, and it's just, it's so small, and it's very, very similar in terms of the homogenousness of it.
Absolutely. And the conservativeness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Is definitely something that separates the United States from a place like Sweden or
Norway. Yeah. Or
Norway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think California should just break off and be its own little cool thing.
It's on its way.
It's on its way. I know. They're planning on it.
They've been saying that California was going to fall into the Pacific.
I know.
For how long? Since my great grandparents.
Totally.
It still could happen.
Oh, it definitely will.
Any day,
but
any
the
day
funny
now.
Thing is, we think that historic events all have to happen in our lifetime, you know?
Right.
I mean, we're only around here for a few decades, and
right.
we think, oh, all this shit's going to happen. No, it's not going to happen while you're alive. The big one has been predicted for a long time.
Poo-poo-poo.
Yeah, right?
Nobody wants the big one.
Yeah, so no big ones here. Yeah.
Wipe us all out at once.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
But no, it's funny because along the coast and near Long Beach, right, don't you guys have like signs like tsunami warning area, tsunami danger zone and stuff along
the... That along with the shark warnings.
Yeah
right?
Long Beach is in trouble. No, I'm kidding. They got a lot of things going on. No.
But
they
water
have it
as well.
Yeah.
So
on the
we can
streets,
surf.
On the streets, like on the street signs, it says tsunami danger area.
Yeah, well, they're right on that shoreline. And we take our dogs there to the off-leash beach.
Ah, the Roses
lovely.
Dog Park.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
But yeah, then you realize, oh, if there were an earthquake, it's like right where Sumatra was during that horrible time. I mean, it would just come up into the streets.
Right, exactly. Yeah. At that point, I would be happy that I'm in the valley. We're quite far.
That's when you're happier in the valley. That's
exactly.
That's but the only time.
It depends what natural disaster we're talking about.
I float
about.
Out to the Pacific while Sam's fine in the valley.
Yeah.
Just chilling,
Chatsworth. I love it.
Wow. That's very cool. So now, and what did you decide to do with career and everything once you grew up here? Did you go to college after high school?
I did. Yeah, I went to Juilliard in New York and I studied drama.
I've heard of it.
I went to the drama program. It was quite tenacious to get in. It was over a year long process. And
wow.
I went to the Juilliard program. They beat the shit out of you with your dialect. So
I was going to say your accent is perfect for a.
Right.
I have no idea where she's from. She could be anywhere.
I know.
Yes. ambiguous.
I needed to go there.
Yeah.
They whip the accent right out of me.
They whip it up in you. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, good.
So I studied drama. I did a lot of theater, a lot of heightened English work, a lot of Shakespearean work.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. And in the end, after 4 years, 50 hours a week kind of deal, I was a little burnt out.
Yeah. I can imagine.
That's a lot.
A conservatory has that issue, is that all you're doing all day long, over and over again.
No,
you know?
Summer break, no winter break. When you're off for a couple of weeks in the summer/early fall, you're doing showcases. You know, you're working in Central Park. You're working with your fellow students.
Your classmates. Yeah,
your classmates, your group is what it's called at Juilliard. And it's a really awesome creative process, and you get to carve out that space to really find yourself as an artist and work with really awesome historical texts that you don't necessarily see observed in Los Angeles.
True.
Or even other parts of the city of New York, you know. So that was really cool to work with all that text and be able to take really awesome classes like masks class and dialect class and, you know, you work in movement. All those things were really, really valuable, not only as just an actor or an artist, but as like a human.
A human being,
it serves the human experience, I found, better than it has served me as an actress. Because I graduated and then I was like, well, I'd rather just work in radio. I miss using my voice in that way. And I really love it. I really love using language, English particularly. It's so many more words also than Swedish.
Really?
There's like 10 words for one thing in English.
Wow.
Whereas in Swedish, the same word can mean like five different
things. It's probably because they're so efficient. It's probably because they're so efficient.
Absolutely. Matter of fact.
Matter of fact.
Right.
Like optimize the language,
yes!
Right?
Yeah.
Take all the unnecessary
take
things.
Take that shit out of there. So it's like their furniture, just very efficient.
Yes.
IKEA. Very good.
Yeah, it's like you compress a file, you know, take out all the empty spaces.
Right, but I like the color of English, you know, and I like using my voice.
It is, it's an awesome language.
So all those things really drew me to this other side of really the business, the same business. It's the same type of thing. You're doing the same thing. You're just not in front of a camera. Well, sometimes you are, but, you know, being behind a mic is the same type of intimidating factor that being on stage would be, I think, and gives you the same, prepares you at least for the same amount of nerves and anxiety that you would experience when you go on air as when you walk on stage.
Yeah.
Every night is different. Every show is different. So it's
live.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Live. Yeah.
It's live. And that's really the training that you take away from a conservatory like that, is preparing you for anything to happen. And then that kind of translates in the real world to preparing you for any type of situation.
Crisis or otherwise.
Exactly. So it's helped me better navigate all sorts of situations.
Robin Williams went to Juilliard.
He did.
Isn't that interesting? You think he's just
A
crazy person, but he studied hard. I mean, he went
paid
to
for part of my school.
Wow, that's incredible.
I never met him, full disclaimer, but he would offer a partial scholarship to students in need, and he would give, I think it was two, correct me if I'm wrong, it might be one, but or it might be one now, but it was two at the time, and he would give a partial scholarship and help the student fund their school, because you're not able to really work other than like take union jobs outside that kind of serve your
career
in
the
future. You don't have time. You really don't. And so he helped funded my schooling.
Wow. So you got that's amazing.
Yeah. I wish I could thank him in person.
Story.
But
he was
a tremendous artist. And
he was.
Yeah. Just a really incredible guy. And we got to see a lot of really cool footage that's not available to like the public.
Right. Of him and Juilliard.
Yeah.
Wow.
And just really fantastic. The work he did, especially with masks. Oh my God.
Commedia dell'arte and all of that.
Yeah, you can see a similar format of what he does on that episode of Inside the Actor's Studio where he uses the pink scarf. There's that kind of famous sequence where he does like 400 different fucking things.
It's amazing.
5 minutes time. And that's kind of you see the training from Juilliard specifically in that kind of setting on that episode with him. And
that won an Emmy.
Yeah.
That one episode when he was interviewed. He was so funny.
Wow.
Oh, it was incredible.
Yeah. I know. I remember when he appeared on the scene. I think it was on Happy Days. As Mork, he came on the show.
Who is
Mork,
this person?
And then they made Mork and Mindy.
Of course, Mork and Mindy.
But that was the first time I saw him, and I think that was, I mean, obviously he had probably been doing a lot of stand-up before.
Yeah, Belly Room, Comedy Store, yeah.
You know, all these places.
I perform in the Belly Room where he would be every Saturday night, and his name is etched in the green room, and it's really cool.
Cool.
But yeah, but it's interesting, you think this guy's like off the street road comic. No, he studied at Juilliard, so he could go that crazy, so he was prepared.
Yep, exactly.
So it's really interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So
it
seemed like ad-lib and
it is,
crazy.
But there was preparation.
Absolutely preparation.
Took a lot of talent.
Lots
for that,
of preparation.
A lot of people don't know that about him.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
Yeah.
I know.
Juilliard. There you go.
Robin Williams. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So after that, you moved back to L.A. after you
I
were
did,
in New York?
Yeah. I moved back to L.A. and then I started working a little bit in radio broadcasting on L.A. radio. And I've also done stand-in work for the past decade for two different actresses, and that's fun in itself. A lot of stunt double stuff, a lot of cool skills that you get to learn, and like I've done weapons training, Tai Chi training.
That's
really?
Awesome.
All sorts of mixed martial arts, all sorts of funky things like that. So as an actor, that kind of serves me well, even though I'm not the star. Mm-hmm. My name's not on the, you know, the silver screen. Well, it is. It's just tiny credits in the end. It's still pretty cool to get to show up every day and work with the second team, and you're really doing everything they're doing is something people don't really realize about a stunt double or even certain stand-ins, depending on the project. You're really doing everything. You're often saying the same lines. You're standing in front of a Oscar-winning director.
Wow.
And you're doing those things. So it's a really cool opportunity. It can feel a little stunted when you're trying to work the job of the person you're working for, per se. But all in all, it's a really cool experience also. And then another way to be on a set.
Yeah,
and
flex those muscles.
Yeah, flex those muscles and then use movement. There we go. We go back to movement, which is really important. So
that's awesome.
I studied Northwestern and we did a whole thing on movement. I'm like, why am I doing this? And then the second I was on set, I was like, oh,
you get it.
I was much more in control of my body.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you guys go over Alexander
technique? Oh, many times.
Oh my God. When we first took those classes, I was like, what is this?
It was, we were like lying down for hours. It was like, what is
really?
This?
I was so bored.
So
I was
bored.
Like, what is this money going?
Yeah. Where's my money going?
How am I acting? Yeah. Is this acting? And man, that, now that translates to the real world.
Yeah.
That is for all performers, all people, humans.
The alignment.
Human experience. Yeah, the alignment. The posture. Those things are so important.
Look at her posture, then look at mine. I'm all like melting into the chair. I did not go to Juilliard.
But you look really cool.
Thanks.
Whoa. But, okay, well, we're going to wrap up. We got to get out of here. And do you want people to find you or not find you right now?
Sure.
Whatever. Yeah.
You can find me on social media. I'm on Instagram. Ann is analog. It's just about as old school as it
Ann as analog.
Ann is analog.
Okay.
Ann is Ann with an E or no?
Ann with an E. Yes, ma'am.
Ann
the
Scandinavian way. Ann is analog. I'm following you for sure.
I already follow you, Tori.
Yes.
Now, the Scandinavians have a reputation for being really sexually open and free. Did you bring that attitude with you? I mean, are you like free or are you
is
like...
Is that true?
I thought they were cold.
Really?
I always thought they're very cold.
When I went to Denmark, for example, at least in the 70s.
Everyone's happy.
Oh, it was the 70s.
Okay, that's what it was. You had sex shops everywhere, you know? Like,
yeah, there's that.
That's
yeah,
what I'm saying. So it's openness here. You don't really have that.
No,
you know?
No.
Unless you go to New York City.
Yeah.
But still, I think it's the acceptance of sex, even from an early age, you know, so it's not like a bad thing.
Absolutely. That part is definitely openly talked about, sexuality in the household, but it's not so exploited. I don't know if I use that word carefully, but it's a totally different, totally different thing.
Right? But, so it is different.
But
you
very
know what
conservative
I mean?
Still, very like Tori was saying. Definitely conservative still.
Right.
So you're open.
You're open, but you're cold.
You're open, but you're cold.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah,
exactly.
An open freezer.
That's the best way to articulate it, yeah. Open freezer.
Open freezer it is. Well,
shut it fast.
Well, Anna's analog is not such a freezer after all.
No, she's warm as hell. She's feeling hot.
Anne, thank you so much for joining
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having
You're
me,
You're a lot of fun, of course. We want to thank Sir Earl Toon for calling in.
Yes. Wonderful man.
An amazing person.
And go to giveakidacoat.org, you guys.
Yes.
Simple things like that can change a child's life. If they're just freezing, they can't study, they can't eat, they can't be comfortable, they can't sleep. So.
And there you go. You know, I like when people make it and then they give back.
Yeah,
you know?
He mm-hmm. seems to be. And his father, the Reverend Toon Sr., obviously very well known, probably taught his son how to give back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, okay. Anyway, guys, well, because I'm totally like distracted at this point. So I said, okay.
Two blondes in front of you.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but you caught me. You caught
okay.
me. Okay. Well, I better get the fuck out.
You're the best.
All right, Tori. Thanks as always.
Anytime.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.